Our story is about the great Tana Rabbi Akiva. we know Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerim. We know Rabbi Akiva spent the first 40 years of his life not learning anything. He didn't know almost anything in Torah. And we know that Rabbi Akiva married a great wife who got him to learn Torah. It was his second wife. He entered the marriage with the son Yoshua, who became Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. There are many things we learn from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lived to the ripe old age of 120, and he accomplished a lot. He was really the pillar of the oral law. We know the great Rabbi Meir was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Rashbi was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's students were the leaders and the prime Tanoim that appear throughout the Shas. Now, Rabbi Akiva had to contend with the Roman Empire. The Romans were intent on breaking the Jews, making us good Roman citizens, and breaking our faith. And so they made decrees, and the sole purpose of the decrees was to break the Jewish spirit and break the Jewish chain of learning and teaching Torah. And at one point, they decreed that no one may learn Torah. And they figured if they make such a decree, they'll get the Jews to stop learning. And if they stop learning, then they'll be able to break them. Now, the Jews continued learning Torah. Rabbi Akiva was teaching publicly. And so they took Rabbi Akiva and they jailed him. Now, Rabbi Akiva was a very old man. He was over 100 years old. They put him in a small room, and that didn't preclude Rabbi Akiva's learning Torah, because if you recall, at this time, all the oral law was recounted by heart, so Rabbi Akiva could sit in his cell and continue learning Torah, because they can't take his mind away from him. Now, they wouldn't permit anyone to approach his cell. They didn't want Rabbi Akiva to, God forbid, teach another word of Torah. Now, every time they bring him food, Rabbi Akiva refused to eat the Roman food. He said, I will only eat kosher. They said, don't worry, Rabbi, it's kosher. He said, I will only eat if one of my students brings me food. Now, the Romans had an interest in keeping Rabbi Akiva alive because they wanted to make a mass trial. We know that even at Rabbi Akiva's execution, there were many people present. Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death. They were peeling his flesh off as Rabbi Akiva was declaring, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad. V'avtos Hashem, the responsibility to love Hashem. As he's being tortured to death, he's declaring his love to Hashem. So the Romans wanted him alive. They wanted to show everyone that even the great Rabbi Akiva would be punished by the Romans if he learns Torah. So when they saw Rabbi Akiva's refusal to eat, so they brought one of his students, Rabbi Yoshua Hagarsi, and they permitted him to bring some food and water to his Rebbe. Now, every morning he'd rush over to the jail, and he'd bring a basket of bread, different foods, and a pitcher of water for Rabbi Akiva to drink and wash his hands. One day one of the guards saw Rabbi Yoshua Hagarsi, and he yelled at him and said, what you got in your hands? I'm checking you. The guard checks Rabbi Yoshua and he says, what do you bring so much water for? Your rabbi doesn't bring so much water. I know. You guys think that you'll pour the water on the earth, soften the earth, dig your way out of here. No way. I'm not going to let you. And he poured out half the pitcher. Rabbi Akiva was weak. And inside his cell, he was waiting for his lifeline, the little bit of food that Rabbi Yeshua would bring him. And when Rabbi Yeshua came, he saw him and he said, what took you so long today? Don't you know I'm an old man and my life is contingent on you? I don't have strength at this stage of my life to fast. And Rabbi Yoshua was sad, and he said, you know, one of the guards detained me. He wouldn't let me come through. And then Rabbi Yoshua looks at the water, and he says, you brought me so little water. I can't live on this. So Rabbi Yoshua said, I know. He thought we were trying to get you out of here. He thought there was a plot and he poured out half the water. Rabbi Akiva said, okay, so give me the water, I'll wash my hands. Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi, you don't have enough water to wash your hands and drink. Now, there was an argument between Rabbi Akiva and the sages as to how incumbent the mitzvah of washing one's hands is. Rabbi Akiva held it was less incumbent. The rabbis held that one must wash their hands before they eat bread, and whoever goes against the rabbis gets the death penalty. So Rabbi Akiva said, even though according to what I hold, halachically I should drink that water, but my friends, the other rabbis, they disagree. And they said that if someone transgresses, he should get the death penalty, so I don't have a choice. And on that day, Rabbi Akiva didn't have water. So Rabbi Akiva used the water to wash his hands, to eat the bread, and when the guards saw what was going on, they granted permission to bring more water so Rabbi Akiva wouldn't die, so he would drink water. But initially, Rabbi Akiva refused to drink the water. He said, I have to wash before I eat the bread. My friends don't permit eating the bread without water. And we see the great piety of Rabbi Akiva. Our sages said, if in jail this was how pious he was, imagine how he was when he was out of jail. We know Rabbi Akiva invested a lot of time helping the poor. Rabbi Akiva used this position to help other people who were less fortunate. And Rabbi Akiva's end, we know his painful, tortured end, it was part of his greatness, his capacity to love even when he was being hurt. And Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw years in advance that such a great sage as Rabbi Akiva would live, he asked God, why are you giving the Torah with me? He knows more. He's bigger. He's a giant. Give it through him.